Message number 195. Classic error made when trying to become closer to me. Sunday, September 18, 2011 at 18:50. I come in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Most High. I am He. My dearly beloved daughter, why does man continue to seek answers to his existence through science? They search and search, but the answers they come up with are untrue and so far away from the true existence of the spiritual realm of my Father's kingdom that you must pray for these souls. I know that to accept the truth of my existence and that of my beloved Father is very difficult, children. For every time your eyes glimpse the truth, Satan turns your head the other way. Most of the time he will use logic to convince my children that my Father's kingdom is just a figment of people's imagination. He would then use the comforts of the material world to convince you that they must be your priority. Then there are the souls who do understand the truth. They make a classic error when trying to become closer to me. It is easy for them to ensure that once their material goods are secured, they can then move forth on their own spiritual journey. But that is not how it works. You must by all means protect your families and your homes. You must feed those who depend on you. After that, you must put me first before all worldly goods. That will be your passport to heaven. Man is nothing without God. No material luxuries will or can be substituted for the love of God. Nor can they be retained or the same value placed on them if you want to really embrace me in your heart. Trust in me and the rest will be taken care of. If you try to do everything on your own and hold on to wealth so you can have the best of both worlds, you will be disappointed. Remember my love for you will feed your souls. Material wealth will feed your bodily desires, but they will decay over time and you will be left with nothing. Please, children, no matter how difficult it is, let me steer you on the true path to eternal happiness. Just ask me for my help and I will respond. Your beloved teacher and Savior, Jesus Christ.